kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the memorial to two brothers who were both doctors, St. Cosmas and Damian. And as we see in today's gospel, they live gospel lives. As doctors, they charged no one for their services. They were very highly revered in the early church, which I'm sure was fulfilling what Jesus speaks about in today's gospel, how the apostles, disciples were to go from place to place with no provisions for the day except what the people would give them. And they would preach, as we see in today's gospel Alleluia, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Only preach that. Don't preach anything else. As you know, the Jews in former days with Moses and the prophets would speak about the promised land, and they would preach about the land of milk and honey. That was for this world, and that was important for the Jews to get their place, because God had promised that as an inheritance. But for Christians, for Catholics, for those who followed Christ, Jesus came to tell us about the kingdom of heaven. He spoke mostly about the kingdom of heaven, about the joy that would be given to them in his Father's house. So the gospel disciples were to speak about that and live a gospel life of poverty, making no provisions for their own needs. They would be provided by divine providence. The house to which they would go would give them the food and the lodging that they need. For as Jesus says, the laborer deserves his hire. They were not supposed to go from place to place, because that would be, in a way, untrusting of God. And it would be, of course, looking for a better place in the next house, in the next house, in the next house. So this is pure divine wisdom. It's a wonderful way of life. Still can be followed, could be proclaimed today, even though we have big cities and so on. There's still many villages around, and still many villages, I'm sure, that need to have the gospel preached to them, and even places that we can go from place to place, preaching, as we say here, door to door, going evangelizing, talking to the people about the kingdom of God. How many people today need to be evangelized? So we must all do it in our own little sphere, especially with our friends, our neighbors, our relatives. We should preach the message of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. We see this in the third luminous mystery. Preach the kingdom of God. Oh, if people only listened to the words of God. We see in today's beautiful responsorial psalm, again from Psalm 118, the longest psalm in the book, which is all about the word of God, the commandments of God, the precepts of God, how those people who keep those precepts, God's commandments, God's word, will be truly happy. The metaphor today is very, very applicable, because it says, the Lord is a lamp unto my feet. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. Today, nowadays, we don't carry lamps around, except for flashlights, as it were, or torches, as they say in England. They call them torches in England. Get your torch, get your flashlight. Well, in the old days, they had lamps. And lamps were very important, because without a lamp, you couldn't see in the dark. In the same way, without God's word. Without God's word, you won't be able to see in this world. You get confused. So it's a beautiful metaphor. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp for my feet. And if we follow the word of God, and especially we see today in what Jesus says here, go into the whole world and preach the kingdom of God, tell people about that God does exist. People don't believe he exists. All right? I like to tell people, as the Bible says, only a fool in his heart says there is no God. And then I tell them, and you don't look like a fool, so therefore you must believe in God. Only a fool says there is no God. How foolish people are to say a thing like that. And maybe we got to tell people. Because so many people say, I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. It's almost like monkey see, monkey do. Somebody says he's an atheist, and another person says he's an atheist, and another person says he's an atheist. And then everybody says nowadays, I'm an atheist. I never heard that when I was a young man, a young boy. Nobody would say they're an atheist. That was stupid. So only a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Preach the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. The heavenly kingdom, eternal life. Where are you going to spend eternal life? We should ask people. We want to spend it with God, with Jesus Christ. He has a heavenly kingdom for us. And if we live this life and we keep his word and his commandments, we will have eternal life. And there's a gospel injunction here for those who don't accept the kingdom of God. Shake the dust from your sandals. They're not worthy of it. That's a terrible condemnation when you think about it. St. Matthew says, Jesus said, that it'll be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than it will be for those people who refuse the message, the gospel message. Maybe we should tell them that too. It'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed by fire for their wickedness, than it will be for you. If Sodom and Gomorrah had heard about Jesus Christ and his gospel message, maybe they would have repented. But they didn't. And that's why it'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for the people in this world who have had 2,000 years of Christianity, of saints and great men in the church. And how foolish they are to say there is no God. It's just an excuse for them to do what they want. And we should tell them that. Door to door, friend to friend, neighbor to neighbor, brother to brother, sister to sister, mother to children. Wake up, wake up. Where are you going to spend eternity? So let us imitate Cosmas and Damian, who were doctors who gave their lives. And with them were their three other brothers. Five brothers of the same family were witnesses for Jesus Christ. That's what we need to admire. These men gave their lives for Jesus Christ. That's what we need. Witnesses like these martyrs. That's what Our Lady wants us to do. Keep the commandments, she said at Fatima. Do not offend God, because she knew that many souls were going to go to hell. Many souls, she says, will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So let us pray and sacrifice for the many people today who think they're atheists or think they're not any religion or whatever. How are they going to enter the kingdom of God? So let us pray and sacrifice for them and win souls for the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you.